for Public Radio 89.5 KWGS. Good morning. It is 7:35. Much in the last month has been written and reported about the crime problem around 61st and South Peoria. It followed the deaths of four women at the Fairmont Terrace Apartments. There are children who live in the low-income Section 8 housing clustered in that area, and those kids go to school at Marshall Elementary. The school is on the corner of 56th and South Peoria. It's about four blocks away from Fairmont Terrace. Its principal is Kayla Robinson.
All of the children that attend Marshall live within that four-block radius. There are 450 students in the school. About 250 to 275 of them live at Fairmont Terrace.
Wow.
So that is our school community.
Robinson says her staff strives to provide the students at Marshall a quality education, and the kids can't help where they live.
I don't believe they necessarily drive around the city and pulled up in front of Fairmont Terrace and said, this is where I want to live, or this is where I want to be the rest of my life. I think that is an option for low-income housing for them. And for some of them, there were no other options at the time. But, you know, they deserve to be able to be safe there. And their child's success in school should not be determined by their zip code. It should be determined by how well the community surrounds the school and the neighborhood, and how well the city and the city government helps us make that a safe place to live and thrive and be proud of and be part of our city, because there is good access to things that help families do well.
She says dealing with life situations can sometimes hamper the learning process.
All of those children that were on the grounds of Fairmont Terrace when those murders occurred go to school every day. They're there. They talk about it. They have way too much information. It's part of their lives. They live with that every day. And we're up against that on a day-to-day basis. You know, we have to work to improve the conditions for learning for them at the same time that we're trying to advance a curriculum, a high-standards curriculum for them.
Despite the transient nature of low-income residents, Principal Robinson says the students at Marshall are doing well.
Marshall is a very successful school. And even in comparison to schools around the city that we consider more middle income or upper class, we achieve as well as those schools. So there's much hope. There's very much hope there. But we do suffer the impact of those absentee owners because they cause our families to move around. They cause our families to come to school when their water isn't working and the place isn't safe to live. They deserve to have a safe place to live.
Now, experts will tell you that parental involvement is key for students to achieve. We asked Principal Robinson about that aspect at Marshall.
How's parental involvement?
Parental involvement depends on your perspective and how you define that.
Mm-hmm.
The parents of the students that go to my school are very involved with their children. They want them to be successful in school. If you drive by Marshall in the morning or in the afternoon, the ground's full of parents because parents walk their kids to and from school. They talk with teachers after school. We don't have difficulty communicating with them because we do it face-to-face.
She wants to build upon the rapport with parents and get more law enforcement officers around so that parents can meet the officers in a casual setting, rather than in a crisis situation. 7:39 now, traffic and weather in 10 minutes. You are listening to Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.